Red Edition, welcome. I want to tell you a little bit more about Canada and the Prime Minister and all the bad, silly things that that man is doing. He and his cabinet is a little bit unbelievable. Recently, they passed legislation that will protect the Canadian citizenship of convicted terrorists. I can't make this stuff up. I mean, it's real. It's true. His justice bill introduced lighter sentences or even just fines for bad guys. People who go out and do terrible things. He says, come on, we're bring you home and we'll look after you and give you cookies and milk. Serious crimes, including terrorism-related offenses. He always talks about terrorism, about how these people have been mistreated and we need to bring them home and care for them. His Liberals now are even proposing a program that is offers support services for returning ISIS fighters. You go over there and you do bad things, you can kill Americans. The last guy that did that got a check for $10 million. It's incredible what's going on. You got to get rid of this guy and all of his bad people that are around him. You know what? His cheese has slid off the cracker. What can I say? I mean, it's a bad, bad thing. Press talks about him in Canada like he's a good person. That's the fake news. You know what? Make the media fact check again. It's about time. In Canada and all countries. Women in Canada, other countries also, but primarily in Canada, that's what this story is about at least, participated in marches in Canada demanding the advancement of the rights of women and other vulnerable groups. And I'm always amazed at this. All they talk about is we want to have better places to look after us and counsel us when we're raped and beat up and murdered. Why? Why are you talking like that? I mean, I kind of get that. But isn't this about protection? Stop it from happening. All they talk about is when it happens, it's almost like it's going to happen. So I want to make sure I got a nice couch to lay on when the psychiatrist is giving me treatment. Are you kidding me? This should be about the right of self-protection. In Canada, it's illegal to protect yourself with a tool of any kind. And these women are walking around saying, give us rights. What they're saying is give us the right to have a nicer couch. And they said, crazy stuff. Right of self-protection. Here's a state senator in Virginia. She carries a gun on her person legally. She could also carry it concealed, but she's now carrying it in full view of everyone because she's been intimidated by groups of people who have been close to her, in her face. And she says, I'm not going to put up with that. That's what it's about, all of you women in Canada. Pay attention. Constitutional carry in the United States of America. That's a group that got together a few years ago and said, why are we having concealed carry permits for firearms when the Constitution says we can carry guns? Not only that, the bad guys, they don't have a permit and they carry them, you know, and concealed. So why can't we? I think there's about 11 states now that are doing that. And they're saying, you don't need a permit any longer as long as you pass a background check and you're an honest law-abiding citizen. In fact, you can put a gun wherever you want. You can open carry it, you can conceal carry it. And now South Dakota, there's a woman there. I like this gal. Her name is Kristi Noem. She's a governor, recently appointed and inaugurated, and she's already put it on the table, and I think she'll become the 11th, possibly the 12th state that allows constitutional carry. And she's encouraging women to get the background check done and carry a gun. Whether you put it in your purse or you put it on your person, look after your world and make sure that you don't become a victim. Venezuela is a sad, sad situation. It was the richest state in that entire area. The weather is great, the people are wonderful, and now it's one of the poorest places on the planet. And that's what socialism gets you. That's socialism. There is just no question about that in the US socialists and the Democratic Party. They're also saying that Venezuela is a disaster. It's pretty odd that they can't see why it's a disaster, because all of the things that they preach, Venezuela has, and now they're standing there saying Venezuela is a disaster. You know what? You'll get disaster all right if you get your way. You're the disaster, all you left-wing wax liberals say. That if only one life can be saved by banning guns, because they do say that, then ban guns. Well then, if you can deport all of the illegal aliens and save just one life, wouldn't that make sense to do that too? I lost my head there because I said a conflicting statement. I said, wouldn't it make sense? Because you know those liberals, they don't have any sense. Dumb as ducks. Hey, I'll come back here tomorrow. See ya.